Congratulations, your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a glorious, beautiful, brand new day of life. Gosh, it is so good to be alive today, and I am so thankful you've invited me into your life. Good morning. Hey, let's get the day started right together. The title of today's episode of the Big Life Devotional Podcast is, I Want to Quit. Does anybody just feel like really convicted in this moment? Like, whoa, Holy Spirit speak. That's how you feel right now. You just want to quit? Keep listening. Who's tired of doing the right thing over and over again with seemingly minimal results? Like, who's worn out from fighting when the relationship just doesn't seem to be improving? Who is burned out from counting the calories, from denying yourself of the deliciousness you most desire, when the progress is ever so slow and non-existent at times? Who am I speaking to this morning? Are you getting tired of doing the good stuff? If you're questioning if it's worth it, I believe God has your answer for you loud and clear today. Galatians 6, verse 9 says, "So, let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up." Don't stop now. Stephen Furtick says, "You're only stuck if you stop." If you don't stop, honey, you can't be stuck. Keep doing the good you know to do, because God is getting ready to give you a harvest of blessings if you just don't give up. Let me speak life into your frustrated spirit this morning. Today is not the day to give up. This is not the time to back down. This day was made for doing good. With all that you are, with all that you have, do good today. God desires for each of us to come to a place of full surrender in life, a place where we recognize we cannot do this on our own, a place where we fully trust that if we do all we can, God will show up and He will do what only He can do. Now, this place of full surrender doesn't come naturally to us. It takes one heck of a storm to get us there. It often requires a weary spirit, exhausted from trying, a body without a lot of fight left in it. And this is surrender. And this is where God works best. I don't know about you, but I have some areas of my life where I need God to do what only He can do. I have some impossible. I have some mountains. And I bet you do too. And oh, how our loving Heavenly Father wants to show up for us. He wants to. You never have to question God's desire to help you. He's never sitting in heaven looking down with angry eyebrows and arms folded saying, "Nope, I don't want to. I just don't want a helper today." Yet the truth is, that's exactly what we believe sometimes, so we don't even ask God for help. Understand this, God is ready, willing, and able to help you. He wants to pour out His blessings on you, and He will, oh how He will, if you just keep doing the good that you know to do. And as you know better, you will do better. God's just teaching you better. God is cautioning us against growing weary in doing good. Has the storm weathered your heart? My sister, are you becoming cynical? Have your good works been met with greed and ungratefulness? Have your good works been taken advantage of or gone unnoticed? Have your good works been void of return? Then, of course, it becomes easy to have a critical spirit. I mean, why even try if it's not going to make a difference, right? It's like, what's the point in cleaning the house when you have a tornado of a toddler tearing it up faster than you can put it back together? Why speak kindness to your husband when he's so negative and edgy? Why give your best at work when it goes unnoticed and unappreciated? Why work so darn hard on your health when you still get bad news? Well, that's what a weary heart says. That's what a critical spirit says. That's what a cynical woman's thoughts sound like. It's the product of a bad attitude. And that is not you. In the words of one of my favorite songs by Hillsong, "Girl, don't let the storm weather your heart. Don't let the darkness beat you down. My sister, you can walk through this fire and not be burned. You can pray in the fight and watch it turn." Key, pray in the fight. You're in it right now? Pray in it. That's what will make this turn. All you need to do is keep doing the good you know to do. You know what to do. It's not a knowing problem. It's a doing problem. That's what my husband always says. God has already told you the good you should do. You know what to do. Do the good you know to do. And just trust God with the outcome. Stop trying to control the situation. And you do the good you know to do. And Jesus, right now, we just give it all to you. We trust you with the outcome. We want to show up and we want to do the good that we know to do. And we trust you and we take you at your word that if we will just keep doing the good that we know to do at just the right time, we're going to reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. We can't get stuck if we don't stop. So Lord, help us to not stop. May I pray over you today, especially if you're just kind of questioning the will to continue. You're just wanting to quit. You're wanting to stop. You're questioning if it's worth it. Can I specifically pray over you? Come on and join me. Well, good morning, Papa God. I come to you here today with my sister who, God, she's in the middle of it, and she's questioning if it's even worth it. Lord, her heart is tired and weary. Lord, I pray that you would strengthen her today. I pray that you would breathe new life into her today. I pray for your energy and your strength today. God, I pray that you would help her to not quit, to not stop. I pray that you would just give her the wisdom to know what to do, the good to do. And I pray that she would release all control of the outcome to you and trust you fully, that as she keeps doing what is good that you show her to do, at just the right time, she's going to reap a harvest of blessings that is so good and she will not be stuck. God, I pray for my sister who's listening, who's stuck right now because she did stop. She gave up. She quit. For good reason, God, it got really hard. I pray that you would just stir up new strength and courage within her today to take the next step, to get unstuck, to start again, God. Renew her strength, I pray. I thank you for every soul listening today. I pray over them and their families. Wherever they're at, whatever they're going through, God, I just pray that you would be near. I pray that your spirit would be at work. I pray for your blessings, your provision, and your protection. And I thank you so much. It's in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, my friends, thank you so much for joining me today. It's a short, sweet message. I pray that you take it to heart, put it into action today. I know you want to quit, but girl, don't stop. You can't be stuck if you don't stop. So just don't stop. At the right time, God's going to bring this all together. It's going to be so worth it. I love you wildly. Goodbye, my sister.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the big life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.